Sunday morning, we sang a song that may have been new to some of you, a song Kim and I have loved for some time. And the first verse went, "Soon and very soon, my King is coming, robed in righteousness and crowned with love. When I see Him, I shall be made like Him, soon and very soon." Song's been ringing in my ears the last couple of days in my mind and thinking about it, and particularly two words, like Him. When I see Him, I shall be made like Him. Now, there's a song in the book that we use at the Lord's Supper. J.N. Darby wrote that song, and there's a line in it that says, "And is it so, I shall be like thy Son." I just want to look for a few moments at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, and that's really where these two songs gleaned the biblical truth that they put to music, and many other songwriters have done similar things with this phrase. But I'd like for us to just think tonight about like Him. 1 John chapter 3. And we'll begin reading there at verse 1 and focus again on that phrase in verse 2. We'll be looking at a number of scriptures tonight, but starting here, 1 John 3 and verse 1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." John says, not yet revealed what we shall be, not yet fully revealed, for sure, but we shall be like Him. As we think back through our knowledge of Scripture, we might initially say, well, you know, such an attitude has led to some history-changing falls. Think about Lucifer. In Isaiah 14, 14, we read that he said, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." That was not the will of God for Lucifer. Our foreparents, Adam and Eve, back in the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 5, the serpent, fallen Lucifer, said to Eve, "For God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Again, what appeared to be a good desire, right? But was not the will of God. But we're going to be like the Lord Jesus. I could probably stop right there and just let us think about that for 13 minutes, and that would be profitable. Like Him. That is the will of God, because God is the one who has declared it for us. And we have that to look forward to. Now, we're not going to be exactly like Christ. We're not going to become God or a part of the Godhead, but we're going to be like Christ. Oh, that word "like" there means probably what we'd expect in English, similar to or resembling Christ. And this likeness, John says, is the result of seeing Him. That's God's chosen time at that moment when we see Him as He is. That's God's chosen time for when we will be like Him. And that's also God's chosen method of how we will be made like Him, by seeing Him. In Psalm 17 and verse 15, David, many years before John wrote this, he said, "As for me," speaking to God, "I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness." Years later, Paul would write to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:18, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." So I asked myself It's not the first time I've asked myself this question, but it's the most seriously I've asked myself this question. In what sense and in what way or ways will we be like the Lord Jesus when we see Him as He is? It's a theological truth that I have always believed ever since I first heard it. It's in the Word of God. But really, what does that mean? In what sense am I going to be like the Lord Jesus? Well, I have a number of ways here that each one could be a 40-minute sermon. So we're going to try to do 8 and 10 minutes. You know we're going to be flying tonight. This is a little seed thoughts here. I won't ask you to turn to the Scriptures. But first of all, we're going to be like Him bodily. We're going to have a body like His changed, resurrected, glorified body. I believe from my study and understanding that this is the primary likeness as far as emphasis of the Scripture goes. That this is the primary one, that our body is going to be like His body. We're going to be like Him bodily. Romans 8:23. We also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. 1 Corinthians 15:49. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And then Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Here's where it really comes together. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. In 1 Corinthians 15, that great resurrection chapter in verses 42 to 44, Paul writes more about this change in our body. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. The body of the Lord Jesus, He walked through walls. He suddenly appeared and suddenly disappeared. He was recognizable. He was able to eat, but He didn't need the nourishment of food. We're going to have a body. And the older I get, the more I appreciate and look forward to the fact that this lowly body is going to be like His body. I'm going to be like the Lord Jesus. I'm going to have a body like His body. Secondly, we're going to be like Him locationally. We're going to be where He is. Those comforting words in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. A song I like to listen to, and it's got that little phrase, always be, always be. Always be with the Lord. And if I didn't love you so much, I would sing it right now. But I do, so I'm not going to sing it. Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. 2 Corinthians 5:8, we are confident, yes, well-pleased rather, to be absent away from home, from this body, and to be present at home with the Lord. We're going to be like Him because we're going to be with Him all the time. We're going to be with Him forever. It's never going to end. Thirdly, we're going to be like Him morally. John says that when we see Him, we're going to be like Him because we're going to see Him as He is. And we're going to be incapable of sinning just like He always has been. Don't you look forward to that? Wow. Pure and holy, not just positionally, which we are now, but practically. And not just practically some of the time or most of the time, but all of the time. With a fully righteous morality, nothing within us to respond to the call of sin, though there'll be no sin there anyway. Because Revelation 21, 27 says, but there shall by no means enter it, the New Jerusalem, anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're going to be like Him morally. There's not going to be any temptation from the world there. Now, the world is going to be shut down. This flesh is going to be changed. We're going to be like Him bodily. And the devil is going to be cast into the lake of fire, which was prepared for him and his angels. No temptation. Philippians 1:6, Paul writes, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's doing a good work in you. If you know the Lord Jesus is your Savior, He's making you like His Son. And He's going to complete that. When we see Him, we're going to be like Him. We're going to be like Him morally. Fourthly, we're going to be like Him emotionally. We will experience and express emotions as He does. Those things that we would call good emotions, they are in Him on earth and in heaven, and they will also be in us. Revelation 19, verses 6 and 7, John says, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give Him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready. We're going to enjoy the emotions of God. Yes, God is an emotional being. We were made in His image, and that image has been messed up by sin. But God's going to restore that. And already we know what it is to experience the joy of the Lord. But can you imagine what it's going to be like the Lord Jesus? And to experience joy like He experiences joy? And for the joy that was set before Him, the writer to the Hebrews wrote, He endured the cross. That's the kind of joy that we're going to experience. But not only are we going to be able to experience and express the good emotions, the bad emotions are not in Him and they will not be in us. Revelation 21:4, again, speaking of heaven, the new Jerusalem, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. No more fear, no more anxiety, no more disappointment or discouragement or doubt or frustration. None of that anymore. We're going to be like the Lord Jesus. Fifthly, we're going to be like Him personally. We're going to reflect His character and His characteristics. In Revelation 22 and verse 4, we read this, they shall see His face and His name shall be on their foreheads. Now, I think that does speak of ownership, but I think it also speaks of a reflection of who He is personally. I think about the fruit of the Spirit. You know, I love that kid's song for many reasons. One is it's helped me to learn the fruit of the Spirit, and I never forget it, even though I get them out of order sometimes. But to think that we're going to reflect the Lord Jesus perfectly, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's going to be us. That's going to be you. That's going to be me all the time. We're going to be like Him. We're going to be like Him intellectually. We're going to know as He knows us. Now, obviously, we're not going to be omniscient. Again, we're not going to become God. We're still going to be learning, I believe, throughout eternity, but 1 Corinthians 13, 11 and 12 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Well, what's Paul saying there? Well, he goes on in verse 12 and tells us, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Wow, it sure is a repeating thing, isn't it? This theme keeps coming up about seeing the Lord Jesus and being changed. But then, no, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. Number 7, I'll be like Him relationally. We're going to be recognizable, are you ready for this? As His brothers and sisters. family resemblance. Romans 8:29. For whom he, God, foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Why? That he, the Lord Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. We're going to be like him. There's going to be a family resemblance. And I'm going to look at you and say, you look like Jesus. You're like Jesus. I can tell you're his brother. I know you're his sister. You might say, well, Mark, they're in heaven. You know, you ought to be able to figure that out. But there are going to be angels up there too. They're not going to be his brothers and his sisters. And lastly, we're going to be like him positionally. We're going to be glorified with him. We're going to take our shoes off now. We're like on holy ground. Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. That's together with him. Not just together with each other, together with him. We suffer with him. We're going to be glorified together with the Lord Jesus, Romans 8:30. Moreover, those whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. It should have a great impact on us now, knowing what we'll be then. It can get us excited. It can encourage us. It can comfort us. It can strengthen us. But here's another thing it can do. Let me just finish with Colossians 3, verses 4 and 5. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We've already seen that verse. Listen to the next verse. Therefore what? What should be a result of that? Put to death your members which are on the earth. In other words, it should impact the way that we live now. Not like, oh, hey, I want to be like the Lord Jesus, so I think I'm going to sit back and cool it until he comes back and gets me, and then I'm going to be like him. Why worry about it now? No, no. Paul, by the Spirit of God, says, no, it should impact us right now, right where we sit, right where we stand, right where we live, right where we are. It should impact us to know that one day, soon, and very soon, we're going to be like him. We're going to see him as he is. Father, thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. Father, we are so undeserving. Father, we think of grace, a grace that is greater than all of our sins. Father, that would make us to know that one day, not only are we going to be privileged to be in heaven, not only are we going to be removed from the sinfulness and the wickedness of this earth, but Lord, we're going to be like your Son. What an amazing thought. What an amazing plan. What a mind-boggling, mind-blowing purpose in you, Father, that you would choose to make us like your Son, the Lord Jesus. We are overwhelmed with that. Father, may that impact us. May that change us. Father, start with me. Change me. Because I know that one day you are going to change me fully to be like the Lord Jesus. How we thank you for him and pray in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord encourage you. He's encouraged me with this.